Then some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you yourselves also break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition?" For God said, "Honor your father and mother," and the one who speaks evil of father or mother is to be put to death. But you say, "Whoever says to his father or mother, 'Whatever I have that would help you has been given to God,' he is not to honor his father or mother. And by this you have invalidated the word of God. For the sake of your tradition, you hypocrites, rightly did out of the mouth. This defiles the person. Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this statement?" But he answered and said, "Every plan which my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Who is blind, both will fall into a pit."
"Explain the parable to us." Jesus said, "Are you also still lacking in understanding? Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart. And those things defile the person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, acts of adultery, other immoral sexual acts, thefts, false testimonies, and slanderous statements. These are the things that defile the person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the person." Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the region of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region came out.
began to cry out, saying, have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he did not ask.
Such a large crowd.
And Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, seven and a few small fish. And he directed the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves and the fish. And after giving thanks, seven large baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And sending away the crowds, Jesus got into the boat and came to the region.